All right, welcome aboard. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on a Tuesday, and we're going to kick things off today by welcoming Paul Costanzo onto the program to talk some college football. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Dennis. How are you today?
And your man, it's not the snow that's bugging me right now. It's the cold. I'm just as I get older, Paul, the bones and the muscles get achier, and yeah, I could do without the cold.
I 100% get that, Dennis.
is Mark D'Antonio out in the cold after the collapse on Saturday for Michigan State against Illinois?
Ooh, I think that's two questions, because is he? No. I don't think there's any chance that the athletic director gets rid of Mark D'Antonio. Should he be? I think, yeah. I don't see how, after the shuffle that he made in the offseason with his offensive coaches, as opposed to, you know, getting rid of some of them and bringing in newer, better ones, and then now to what the product on the field has been this year, I don't understand, like, how you can bring him back. But they won't, because, I mean, he's done obviously quite a bit for that program, and he's a bit of a god there, and I get that completely. But man, it's becoming increasingly clear that he does not have this program moving in the right direction. And that's not a good thing.
The unfortunate thing about this, because, you know, people who know what's going on know that when he beats Rutgers and Maryland to become bowl eligible and goes to the garbage bowl, that doesn't mean anything. But the people who will be fighting to say, no, he deserves to stay here. We got to had another winning season, got to another bowl.
Yeah, I think you're going to hear that. The other thing that you're going to hear is, you know, think of where we were after John L. Smith. And there is some validity to that, and that goes into, again, what he was able to accomplish at Michigan State, the heights he was able to take them to. Which is obviously that all happened. We can't forget that happened. But the way that things are currently going, this program is headed in the absolute wrong direction. And there's not help coming. It's not like there's great recruiting classes and, you know, a bunch of talent coming into the roster. It's just not there. And so, I feel like they're at the end of the road with Mark D'Antonio.
All right. Normally, I go through the last weekend before I jump to this weekend. But since we're on Michigan State, Michigan in Ann Arbor this week, is there any way that Jim Harbaugh can mess this up and not win this game?
I mean, sure. Michigan State, you know, there's one game they circle on their schedule every year more times than any other game, and that is the Michigan game. And Mark D'Antonio is going to have these guys ready to go. He doesn't need extra motivation for them. There's going to be some things that Michigan State has never run before that get run in this game, you know, to allow them to actually score points. And, you know, that could be it. But Michigan is just so far and away better right now, which is funny. What, 5 weeks ago, would we have said that? I don't think we would have. But what we've seen recently, Michigan's just a lot better. So is there a chance that they can lose it? Of course, it's a rivalry game. Will they? Probably not.
You know, it's funny you mention that, because I think 5 weeks ago, if you would have said one of them is 7-2, one of them is 4-5, we would have probably reversed the records for these two teams.
Absolutely. Coming off of the Wisconsin game with Michigan after struggling with Army, and then even after, you know, the Iowa game 10-3, and Iowa's a good team, but it's ugly, and then you hold off Illinois in the second half, and it's like, man, this team, you know, they've got a lot of problems. But obviously one team has figured it out, and the other team has not only not figured it out, like, I feel like they created more problems for themselves, and it's just it's a mess in East Lansing right now, that's for sure.
All right, let's jump back to last weekend. Thoughts on the LSU-Alabama game?
It was incredibly entertaining to watch, and I mean, only part of that was probably because you very rarely get to see a team kind of take it to Alabama like that, especially in Tuscaloosa. So that was fun to see. But, I mean, I expected it to be high scoring. I didn't. When Alabama got close, I was worried that, you know, that might be it. And to see the response from LSU, I mean, that's a championship level team. And the real tricky thing now is going to be, you know, what excuse will they find to put Alabama in the playoff as we get closer? Because they're going to look for one. But their schedule and the teams that they've played and the teams that they will have beaten by the end of the year will not be those of a playoff team. So it's going to be very interesting moving forward with this, how the committee looks at them.
If you were an NFL GM, would you tank so that you could get Burrows?
You know, he's pretty fantastic.
Because I'm thinking Lions.
Right? I mean, I think that coming into the year and even through the first few weeks, it was all about Tua, right? And Tua's, you know, he's still been fantastic, and he's a great player. But yeah, Joe Burrow looks absolutely incredible. And I mean, just the way he's throwing the ball really well, but he can move around a little bit too. So the tank for Tua is going to have to, I don't know what you would, how you would alliterate that with Joe. but you know, somebody will figure it out. Yeah, he's going to be picked high.
Yeah. Speaking of high scoring games, couple that I want to mention here. I don't know if you saw either. Number 10, Oklahoma 42, Iowa State 41. So the Sooners had to fight a little bit this weekend. And number 20, SMU beat East Carolina. How about 59-51?
Yeah. East Carolina's done that 2 weeks in a row. They had Cincinnati on the ropes a week ago and lost on a last-second field goal. I think that one was like 46-43 or something crazy. But, I mean, Oklahoma, I thought that after the Texas game, it looked like, you know, maybe the defense was a lot better and the shootouts might go away. Apparently not, because that's what they do, and that's what they're going to continue to do. But yeah, they got lucky in that one, because I don't know if you saw the last play, but there was a pretty obvious pass interference on the 2-point play for Iowa State. So Oklahoma was fortunate to get out of that one with a win.
Yeah, I long since given up on trying to figure out how these games are officiated or why they even bother
right.
putting officials out there, because they seem to call it at the least inappropriate time, and they seem to let it go at the most appropriate time. So I just sit there and scratch my head. Hey, do we have to take Minnesota serious now after they beat Penn State?
I think so. I think we do. It wasn't like nothing about that game felt fluky either. Going into it, I thought, you know, Penn State's going to win, or if they don't, like, it might be weird and Minnesota might pull something off in a really low scoring game, something like that. Minnesota, I mean, the way that they moved the ball through the air was shocking to me. And I didn't realize they had that in them. But we do. We have to take them serious. Now, granted, they have Iowa this week at Iowa, and they still have to play Wisconsin at home. So there's still two really, really big games for them. So it'll be interesting to see how they bounce back after a huge, huge win to having to go to Kinnick and play Iowa. But they're definitely, I mean, tonight we'll find out too in the playoff rankings, like where they have them. But they're going to shoot into the top 10, I got to believe.
PJ Fleck's going to be the flavor of the week, Paul. Are NFL teams going to be offering this guy jobs?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think that his shtick, which is good. I mean, I don't want to minimize it, but I think it's more suited to the college game. The way that he, you know, gets guys going and, you know, the sprinting from one end of the field to the other at the end of a quarter and all that stuff. Like, I don't know if that would work out very well in the NFL. The things that he does well, I don't know if they would work there. But, I mean, I think he's going to be at a bigger program within the next couple of years. That's for sure. I don't know which one, but
yeah.
Somewhere soon.
Well, if D'Antonio goes, does he go to Michigan State?
That's a good question. I mean, moving within the conference, I think that Michigan State's an upgrade over Minnesota just for the height of the job, like what you could do with it. But do you want to move into the same in the same conference and move into the division where now you're competing with Michigan, Penn State, and Ohio State every year. Like, that's a lot tougher job. So I don't know. That'll be interesting to see if they go at him. I think Luke Fickle at Cincinnati makes a ton of sense for Michigan State if they go away from D'Antonio.
Okay. Wisconsin gets by Iowa 24-22 to snap their little slide here. But again, the fact that this is such a close game, what's happened to Wisconsin from being world beaters to looking like they're struggling right now?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't get a chance to watch much of that game. I know Jonathan Taylor ran for like 250 yards. so that's obviously good. So the run game was working. I think that, you know, against Ohio State, like, Jack Cohn could not open Ohio State up at all. And that made things really tough for Taylor to get anything going. So, you know, people weren't high on their pass game coming into the season, and maybe we're starting to see some of that come back down to earth. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe they just had a really, really great week against Michigan, and we are counting too much on that one. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, they've got a couple big ones still moving forward, but they're an odd team, I think, for sure.
All right. Ohio State plays Rutgers this week, Paul, and on Monday the spread was 50.5. Are you taking Rutgers in the points, or are you pretty sure Ohio State can score 80 this week if they want to?
I mean, they won 73-14 last week. I think that Ohio State could name a number and get to it. I don't know. I'm not taking Rutgers on the points. 50 is not enough against Ohio State. they're going to need, like, you know, honestly, you'd have to give me like 60, 65 before I think about it. It's that big of a mismatch.
You know, it's possible that they'll have the spread covered by halftime.
Oh, it's very possible.
They could have 50. They could have 52 at the half. That's very possible.
Oh, for sure. J.K. Dobbins could have 300 yards rushing at halftime. We don't, I mean, the possibilities are endless for Ohio State Rutgers.
Notre Dame gets Navy this week. Your thoughts on that one?
I hate this game so much every year. That's my thoughts on that one. It's the quickest game of the year every year because Navy shrinks the game down because they possess it for so long. And it's just so frustrating. And Navy's actually very good this year. So, it's not a pleasant experience for me. That's my thoughts.
As always, we appreciate you coming on the show and helping us out.
All right. Thanks for having me on, Dennis.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. There's Paul Costanzo, everybody, with his thoughts on what's going on in college football right now. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more of the Dennis Stuckey Show.